Are you ready to learn how to apply your products? As you know, my one-on-one sessions are geared towards your customized skin recipe. It's kind of like the cake recipe. What to do at home, what to do in the clinic with ongoing support based on your skin needs, values, budget, lifestyle, and much more. My skin camp programs are really fun because this is where I teach my expert level tutorials, including how to apply your products, how to do facial gua sha lymphatic drainage alongside your skincare routine, makeup, hair care, at-home peels, as well as pre-post recovery tips, and my highly coveted dermal rolling demo with advanced protocols. Register now for Fall Skin Camp over at theschoolofradiance.com. We begin very soon. Don't miss out. Attend the lessons live or catch the replay at your convenience. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, guys, to another episode. I am your co-host, Katie Moore, Katie Type A, and I'm here with the lovely and recovering Rachel Varga.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. And before we go any further, be sure to subscribe, hit the bell notification on the podcast and also on our YouTube channel on the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast, the Katie Type A YouTube channel, Rachel Varga podcast. Give us all some love. We're all co-creating here together. And we're going to help you guys out with sharing some of our best healing recovery tips for the body, mind, spirit, energy. This is going to be a really good, kind of like heart to heart, woman to woman, soul to soul conversation to help each other out.
And super relevant since within the span of a week, both of us got injured in very strange ways. You know, I'll have you tell your story, but I was hiking the other day and I took a terrible tumble, lost my footing. And I mean, it's a miracle I didn't break a bone, but I was on lava rock trying to break my fall, ended up with legs up in the air, full, like just back hit the ground. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank goodness for one, like I was with my family, because I actually would not have been able to get out of the position that I landed in. And secondly, like, thank God I just take such good care of my health, because it's all the stuff that you do ahead of time that actually helps you when push comes to shove and you get injured.
100% and 1,000,000%. And just by the way, thank you so much for sending me these fabulous flowers, Katie.
Of course.
And they actually arrived by the way. Okay, let me tell a quick story here. I was feeling really freaking wrecked last week, not feeling good. I got T-boned. I'm not going to get into the specifics. And I was actually already dealing with a pretty significant, a number of injuries from a year and a half prior. So here I am still in recovery mode. Boom. Right. And feeling wrecked, asking for prayers, all that good stuff, which we should do as women, and men, if we need help, ask for that. Don't be afraid to. And thank you for everyone's prayers. And then I get a call from the florist that someone's sending me flowers from Katie. And I'm like, okay, I think I know who this is. And then they arrived as I was interviewing, of course, JJ Virgin. Right.
And I timed that actually. Yeah, I was like, okay, you got to just make sure it's like right at the end of the interview. I know. And I love how you're like, were these from you? I'm like, how many Katies did you tell? Of course they're from me. Forgot to put the type A at the end, but you know, I was rushing. It was early in the morning. I think there's always this kind of feeling of like, you want to help. Right. And I'm very much like that was instilled in me as a kid. I know the same thing for you. And when you're that far away and when you know that, like, there's nothing I can send you immediately that's going to actually fix you or help you. But I thought flowers are just such a beautiful and symbolic way of like growth and beauty. Right. And just kind of be able to see the beauty even in the struggle of being injured. So that's why I'm so glad they got to you though.
Yeah. And I do have them sitting next to my Somavetic. And just an FYI, if you see these beautiful orchids, if you're checking this out on the Beauty and the Biohacker YouTube channel, these orchids are still going strong. So Somavetic is something I use for structuring water, and my plants that are next to the Somavetic, they live like twice as long. The other orchids I have in the bathroom are dead. They have no blooms on them. So I'm convinced that this just helps make water more bioavailable. So that's been one of my things that's helped me out. And thank goodness we have biohacking tools in her toolkit so that when, as Dave Asprey says, ish hits the shan, we can deal with stuff. So we can still continue to show up and do the work we need to do, crush life, take names, feel good, look awesome. So thank you for your guidance on, you know, introducing me to a couple cool biohacking things too.
Absolutely. So Rachel, just to be clear, if I do see the flowers starting to jump up and down, I shouldn't be concerned, right? It's just a Soma Veda quirky.
You know it.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that people really don't talk about very often, you know, everyone, even when I'm interviewed, people are like, well, what gadgets do you use? What do you, I love talking about that. I do product reviews for a living. That's super fun. But guess what is not talked about in the biohacking world? It is the resilience that you build up, this sense of badassery that you just sort of imbue from this idea of taking control of your biology. So even when I was in a ditch, legs up in the air, and I knew that I was in a bad situation, I still felt empowered, like, I'm going to be okay. I didn't cave in. I didn't feel like, oh my gosh, if my leg is broken, it's the end of the world. I was like, no, I can get through this. I'm still conscious. I can still like feel my legs. And it's just, sometimes you just have to tap into that inner strength. And that, I think, kind of helped me recover faster, to be honest.
100%. And I really want to give a shout out to cold therapy. I've been practicing cold therapy for quite a while. My hubby's a pro athlete. So what happens when your partner's a pro athlete? They get injured. What do? We go in the ocean. And since this other thing that happened to me about a year and a half ago, I was doing cold therapy almost daily. And the reason I did that was for nervous system regulation, stress reduction, inflammation reduction, pain relief, all of that. I'm not just going in the ocean to have fun. It freaking sucks. But after a year and a half of doing it consistently, I can now get in up to my neck for over 10 minutes, have my hands and my arm away from my body. That's the hardest part. And just totally regulate myself, get in the water like it's freaking nothing. So how does that make me feel? Like a freaking badass, right? I feel resilient. I feel strong. And I've just been really leaning into that daily. I do have an ice bath outside. For those of us in Hawaii, maybe you need to use your indoor bathtub. But for those of us in Canada, where it is not warm, where some of us live in igloos, that's a joke. Nobody lives in igloos, by the way. But it's easier to have that at home, or just jump in the ocean or mountain runoff that's super cold. But cold therapy is great. And I think that more people should be leaning into it as a way to allow you to deal with stressful situations, because the world is going through some evolutionary processes, some huge changes. And we need, as humans, more people that can be resilient and keep their heads screwed on straight.
Absolutely. Yeah. I really attribute a lot of my overall stress reduction throughout the years to the hormetic changes that I experienced from doing a lot of hot cold therapy. You know, prior to moving out here, I was doing a sauna and ice bath almost regularly, probably two or three times a day, or I'm sorry, a week. I wish I had the time to do it a day, but it was more like a week. And it's that, you know, that intense heat that you get, that heat stress, which is creating all these heat shock proteins. And then you jump into the cold and it's another type of shock on your body. It's really affecting your nervous system. It forces you to kind of go within and start focusing on your breath, which I think is such a huge part of recovery and healing as well. And in terms of some other modalities, I think that are worth mentioning, for me, I have talked a little bit about intermittent fasting. I tend to stray away from doing the longer fast. I do more like, you know, 12 to 14 hours, which typically is what is, you know, kind of part of the framework for women too, just because of hormonal changes. You know, my fiance can do much longer fast, but I tend to feel like a 14 hour is perfect. But for this situation of getting injured and really banging up my knee to the point where, you know, I was probably a couple millimeters off from really fracturing a bone. So I did a 24 hour fast that day, which, you know, maybe seems counterintuitive to some people, but as a result, the reason I did it was very strategic. It was, I want to give my body, my whole system a break from having to digest and focus all its attention and energy on different body function processes. So all of that energy and all those resources can be devoted to healing. As a result, I woke up the next day in such a better like state than I could possibly imagine. I was walking so good to the point where I was like, I think we could actually do like a very light walk today. I pushed myself a little too hard because that's just type A me and I'm hurting a little bit today, but it was that amazing feeling of coming off a 24-hour hike or 24-hour fast and then feeling like, wow, my body is actually in recovery mode.
Yeah. And, I've had a leg injury as well, to the effect where I was doing step up drills outside and I probably like a 6-inch section scraped my skin off all the way to my shin bone, had gravel and pavement in my skin, went to the hospital, got it cleaned up, stitches. It hurt a lot because it's dependent. This was before biohacking, right? So I do want to just talk about fasting for a second. It depends what's going on in the body. So for me, I needed to work with my brain health. And thank freaking goodness I had my nutrition session with Justine Stanger, who is just like the queen of fats, understanding healthy fats and how that can really improve our cellular health, our brain health. So I worked with her to work on brain health optimization because of a previous thing that I mentioned a year and a half ago. I'm not going to get into specifics. So I was already following that and I wasn't fasting for longer than 12 hours. I was having like a brain smoothie every freaking morning, eating as much salmon as I can. Yes, actually sometimes raw salmon, things like oysters, things like caviar. I did some gut testing that also determined those were some of my superfoods. And I swear because of the things I was doing at that point when I again got T-boned, my brain was in better shape than it would have been in someone who wasn't already looking after themselves. Now, another layer I want to add to this is that if you do have to really think about like what's going on with your body. So for you with your leg, maybe doing that 24-hour fast or longer fast to get autophagy going, that could be helpful. But for someone like myself that, you know, got smoked and it's brain stuff, there's a different way to approach it. So if you think you have a medical condition, here we go, guys. You must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. And before making any lifestyle modifications, again, seek the guidance of a licensed physician. But I will share that I went to the ER. I was sitting in there for 3.5 hours by myself because of I couldn't have my husband with me because they don't allow visitors. So here I am having I was in a lot of pain. I couldn't even lie down on the floor. They wouldn't even let me lie down on a blanket. And I was like, I was just freaking T-boned. Like, I need to like get into to a more comfortable position.
Is this because of COVID regulations or mm-hmm. was this? Okay. All right.
Yep. And so I just like was sitting there by myself crying for 5 minutes. I don't think I've ever cried in public, but here's the silver lining, the golden lining. It was 5 minutes. And then I was able to regulate myself. I focused on my breath. Thank goodness I'd been doing all that training with cold therapy. And I pushed through it. I regulated my pain. I regulated my nervous system. I regulated my emotions as well because it's quite traumatic. And so here I am waiting for 3.5 hours. And then I see the doc for like 5 minutes. Take some ibuprofen for 72 hours. You'll be fine. I'm like, no, there's other things happening. Why would I just take something to mask the pain? I need to recover. So then in discussion with my husband, he really is a big proponent on doing the stuff at home that you can to look after yourself. Because here's the thing, you can't just show up to a provider and say, woe is me, tell me what to do. You have to become your own advocate. And this is what they teach us in health professional training, right? In nursing, you are your own advocate. And if you start to get sucked into the woe is me complex and the victim mode, you are not going to recover. And it's funny, this last hit, you know what it really did? I swear from here on out, you are not going to see the prim and proper Rachel Varga anymore. You are going to see the freaking badass Rachel that is here to take names, help people out, and just a little, you know, what helps keep me in that positive state is choose joy. I love to wear shirts that give me some nice just reminders to stay in that positive mindset. Mm-hmm. And I think this is really relevant right now because people are going through some crazy times right now in the world. And then you have these other things that's just a natural part of being a human. And we have to know how to deal with this stuff. And we can talk about maybe some supplements now that have helped us as well.
Yeah. And just as a quick anecdote to that, I recently had a similar experience with like kind of a misdiagnosis or a lack of getting to the symptom and root cause with doctors. And, you know, doctors work so hard. I think they're really, really great at acute, you know, injuries and fixing bones. But like when it comes to something even like gut health, you know, like I went to the doctor I was having this like coffee mold allergy and they thought it was acid reflux, wrote me a prescription, sent me on my way. And I was like, it's not acid reflux. And you didn't do any testing. You just asked symptoms and then you treated it, masking it, right? And that prescription didn't actually work. So those kind of situations and kind of hearing your story too does give me more of that drive to really say, okay, you know, I think that sometimes when it comes to your own health, you know your body best. And if you can experiment and really take matters into your own hands and do it safely. And I just think like that sometimes can really help you with the healing process, you know, at least expediting it. So for me, like in terms of supplements I've been taking, I have loaded up on collagen so much because of the joint health. You know, I actually have a special joint health collagen supplement from Bulletproof that's really designed to help with this kind of repair. It's, you know, basically designed for athletes. And so I've been loading up on that. Most importantly though, Rachel, the night that this happened, I actually took like 40 milligrams of melatonin and some kava, very high dose, which I normally don't do, but I knew that it was going to be difficult for me to sleep that night. And I wanted to prioritize my body's ability to recover in a state of deep sleep more than anything else. And so I was feeling agitated, trying to go to bed. And so I did that kind of protocol. I ended up getting phenomenal sleep that night. My deep sleep was off the charts. And I think that also was a huge factor. So I can't emphasize enough how important it is to really focus on getting sleep because that's when your body's going to recover during an injury.
So here's the ironic thing. The supplements I take are for my skin. But guess what's going to give you better skin? Less inflammation, more omegas, more antioxidants, more cofactors, NAD+. So I was already taking that stuff. And, you know, for great skin, especially the summertime, because I burn like nothing. I'm a Fitzpatrick skin type 2, higher risk for skin cancers. So I really lean into my skin supplements. And it's just ironic that it also helps with overall inflammation and recovery. So I personally leaned into my Bend Beauty Renew and Protect formula. We're going to link all this stuff below. So don't worry, you can just check out the show notes. Renew and Protect formula, my collagen, also sustainably sourced marine collagen. And the Renew and Protect actually has Health Canada approvals for reducing skin inflammation and research to back it up. So check out our other resource, Fact Checking 101, that Katie and I did to help you suss out which products are probably going to be, you know, the ones to avoid or the ones to lean into based on third-party independent lab testing. The other product that I've taken that has over 15 years of third-party independent lab testing is a superoxide dismutase supplement. That one comes from France. We're going to have Francois Vix from Glycidin in. And there's a couple of different options in the Glycidin lineup. So feel free to just, you know, email us here. Our contact info is down below and I'll get you hooked up. I also was taking some bio-optimizers, digestive enzymes, and also the Natoveem NAD+, and just really loading up on those healthy fats, fish oils, really looking at my diet and not fasting for more than 12 hours based on my condition, cold therapy, tons of hot baths with Epsom salts, unscented Epsom salts, some of the clary sage I sent you as well, and some really nice body oil, because when you take a lot of Epsom salt baths, it will dry out your skin. So we'll also link up the body bath and body oil that I love. It's super clean, phthalate-free, all that good stuff. And just, you know, the athletic therapy, stretching, and certain mobility exercises that when you go and see a traditional healthcare provider, they don't actually really know about this stuff and it's not in their wheelhouse. So if you have had an injury, maybe seek out people like chiros, acupuncturists, RMTs, athletic therapists, for sure, physios. Those are the people that are going to be really good with seeing, like doing assessments and things like that. But trust me, you want that ER doctor when you're in a car accident and you're bleeding out. But when it's something that you can't see and you present as being fine, you need to investigate that stuff further.
Yeah. Just on the supplement note, I will also mention that I have recently sourced this awesome blue turmeric from Hawaii. It's like an activated blue turmeric. It tastes amazing. It comes in a really small little vial. And so I've been kind of experimenting with that for some anti-inflammation properties. And I did some of that. I took some of maki leaf. I also had a little, as I mentioned, kava, which I have found to be really relaxing, especially right before bed. And that also can help with pain relief too. And there's, you know, I know David's talked a little bit about it, but like kratom is another, you know, medicinal kind of plant herb that people have sometimes used traditionally. I have a little bit of that and I use it only kind of in small reserve when I'm in a lot of pain. I actually use that around my wisdom teeth surgery and I never had to take Advil and I didn't take any Advil when I did all of these things through natural healing, which is amazing. And another thing, and I know that you're a big proponent of this too, is red light therapy. So I got on my grounding mat and I put some red light on, like I had my wounds kind of undressed for a little bit. So it's always good to, if you have like a cut, to like let it air out for a little bit rather than keeping it bandaged 24/7. So while it was kind of, you know, just airing out, I had the red light over it for about half an hour to 45 minutes. And I mean, it's really, again, like it's hard to quantify exactly what it did, but I felt really good with it on my knee. And I think it might've been something that helped with expediting my healing for sure.
Huge fan of red light therapy. And be sure to check out the episode show notes. We are sharing some savings with these companies that we work with. These are products that we've been using and taking for quite a while. And also, just so you know, by using those links and those promo codes, it does help to support us as well. But the crazy thing is that I'm not really supposed to talk about this stuff. Which it's like, no. Because I know that this stuff is going to help somebody out there that is dealing with something acute or needs the encouraging words that you can be a bit of a badass too and get through stuff that gets thrown your way. This is what happens when we're a human. We experience hardships, but we also can choose to experience joy and look for the lessons. Everything can have a lesson. Not everything has to have this like deep spiritual meaning, but I got shaken up a little bit. And I'm excited for this new version.
I'm really digging it. It's like, there's definitely this like biohacking badassness. Oh, like yeah. Even the color that we're wearing, like I'm like wearing this like pure white today. And you're like, I'm, you know, wearing my black, like
tables of turns.
Yes. I love it. But I think what the bigger point is, like, you got to tap into these things, when it's necessary, when it's the right time. You don't always have to go around proselytizing, like, I'm a badass, look at me. It's, you know, it's like, it's kind of goes back to, this is really funny, but like fumes, like positive rebel thing, right?
Yes.
I have my fume with me all the time. It's not about like, oh, you're doing this wrong, I'm doing this right. It's just about embodying this sense of like, I take care of myself. You can walk into a room and light the room up just by the energy that you're giving off. And if you're giving off this vibe of, I'm somebody who cares about my health and the health of others, and I'm here to encourage people to really foster that sense of care for themselves, that's enough. That's enough. You don't have to do anything more. It's just showing up for yourself. That's what we're talking about all the time. You know, you don't have to suffer. You don't have to listen to other people tell you what you're doing is right or wrong. It's like you have to decide, right? And so you're choosing to be joyful even during adversity. And I think that's just so, I just commend that so much, you know?
Well, this isn't my first time. This is my second rodeo with this, right? So the first time I had that kind of woe is me mentality, it's like, nope, not happening this time.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that old saying? And I'm totally going to botch this, but it's like, shame, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice or something like that, you know? And it's totally that. It's like sometimes you just end up learning faster and becoming stronger the second time around. I mean, even in heartbreak, right? Like, I mean, this goes back to like dating, like the first cut is the deepest. The second time you're like, I'm okay with this. I'm good. I'm better. I'm better than I was.
Yeah. And I'm pretty lucky that I do have a husband who's a pro athlete. So he's used to dealing with recoveries and injuries all the time. And he's also in my corner being like, Rachel, you can get through this. This is what you need to do. These are the people you need to keep seeing. But the thing is that we can get overwhelmed with recovery. And what do? There's this option, that option, this option, this option. It's up to you to find what works. But here's the thing. You are going to also intuitively know what works. And sometimes it's the most simple things as well. And I will say that for me, leaning into recovery means reducing my stress. It meant clearing my schedule, but I was not going to rebook JJ Virgin because I did rebook her the month before so that I can make an acupuncture appointment. And also Teresa De Pasquale. These are women I love. You must check out those interviews. They are so incredibly inspirational. JJ Virgin, actually, her son was left for dead on the road. And one of the other lessons I want to share here is that when you are going through a hard time, don't be afraid to reach out for support, because there are so many people that have come out of the woodworks that have, like yourself, sending me flowers. You have no idea how much that meant to me and touched me. And just the prayers and the beautiful messages, I really feel like that helped. And I wasn't afraid to ask for that this time. So thank you, everybody, for your kind words. I love you. Appreciate you so much. It does not go unnoticed.
Yeah. Coming back to the whole listening to your body, I mean, you just hit it on the head. It really does come down to how am I feeling? And that's sort of when you have to decide, like, you know, am I going to push myself today? And why? And what is the purpose of pushing myself today? You know, and this takes a lot of time to really cultivate and be able to listen and know, you know what, today is going to be a day I take a little bit slower. Today is going to be a day that I don't go for my 10,000 steps. And you know what? That's okay. And giving yourself that grace to relax and slow down is so, so important. Today, I'm missing out on going to the volcanoes with my fiance and his mother-in-law, but I really can't walk very well today. And so why am I going to push myself in a car for 2 hours and then struggle? I don't want to go through that pain. And so sometimes you have to say no. Even when you want to do something, but you know that you're giving your body the time to recover. And that's really important to always keep in mind.
Yeah. And I can't even do my off-grid days right now. I can't be in a vehicle driving for more than 15 minutes. So what am I doing? I'm adjusting. I'm doing it at home. I'm playing my guitar, you know, even if it's just for 15 minutes, just so that I'm able to, again, work on that neuroplasticity. Thanks, Joe Dispenza. He's great at talking about this stuff. But doing things that bring you joy are also, and they're fun, are going to give you an improvement of your readiness score on your Oura Ring. So for all of you that don't yet have an Oura Ring or something like this that can track your readiness score and track your sleep metrics, I highly recommend that you look at some of these devices, because again, this stuff isn't in the mainstream health narrative. This is more like quote unquote fringe, but all of the top health icons, wellness experts, they're doing all this stuff. So if this is the first time you're hearing about this, amazing. I really hope that you can start to integrate little, you know, whispers of what we've been talking about and have these things in your awareness, in your toolkit, so that when things happen, you then have different things to lean into and lean on.
And guess what, Rachel? It's not going to be fringe for much longer. I give it 2 to 3 years. You're going to go to your doctor and they're going to give you some type of tracking device and they're going to say, send us your metrics. It's only a matter of time. I mean, there are actually like small health companies doing that right now where they work with you at analyzing your data, doing monthly blood tests. Like, people are getting smarter. I give it, like, it's just a matter of, like, demand right now. And I think as people start to see the resilience and kind of this, you know, this, like, you know, proclivity towards, like, longevity and really overall wellness, like, happening in this space, people are going to want that too. And it's just going to be a matter of time. So yeah, I give it a couple of years, and we're going to start to see a lot of things become more mainstream for sure.
One of the last things I want to mention here is that the first time around, I had a pretty big injury. And my skin freaked out. I had these weird breakouts all on my neck. It was like the worst acne I've ever had. And what is that? It's the inflammation that's happening on the inside of my body was presenting on the skin. But I don't have that this time. I don't have a single breakout in this area because I'm taking the right things to manage the oxidative stress in my body, the inflammation, and all of that. And JJ Virgin was saying, bump up your omega supplements and your antioxidants, take them together. And she was also recommending taking some curcumin as well for me. So yeah, this stuff happens, you know, car crashes happen to a lot of us. They're one of the most common injuries out there. So I'm sure someone will be able to glean some insight from today.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I just think kind of getting back to, you know, our original point, it's just, you got to recognize that you have that internal badass inside of you. And it's in these times when you are kind of pushed to your limit that you can either, you know, say, I'm going to just sit back and not do anything, or you can really take that control into your hands and do the things that are actually going to help expedite healing. And I think this was a kind of a strange series of events that happened to both of us within a span of 2 days. As I said, like, two Virgos, like, two accidents, one crash, like, 1 week. It's kind of crazy. But I think this was a wake-up call for both of us. You know, certainly for me, it's like, I'm go, go, go. I'm running all over the place. I think I need to take a minute and slow down and really focus on some self-care and prioritization of my health right now. And so, you know, I think of anybody listening out there, I hope that, you know, we are able to give you some insights, some tips and takeaways on how to help yourself. But ultimately, it's like, you gotta, like, know the things to do before you get hurt, because those things kind of have to just be in your back pocket so you could just, you know, take them out and get ready to go in those events, you know? So
yeah, for sure. And if you guys know somebody who's going through a hard time, has recently been injured by something, or is just, like, feeling depressed, like, of course, seek psychological support. That's really key. But share this episode with them. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in here on the show. You can learn more about Katie and I at beautyandthebiohacker.com. Everything we've referenced is going to be in the description box below so that you guys can start adding these things into your badass biohacking babery toolkit. I should BBB. Okay, that was
I
really,
love it.
No, I don't love that.
We'll edit that out. Don't worry, well, guys.
What else?
I love you, girl. I love you. I can't wait to see you on the next one.
All right. See you guys.